Well, a little bit earlier, I booed about. I started booing about what a marker it had been for me to meet family for the first time since I had my mental breakdown. And I didn't finish it. I didn't say how it made me feel, or I just sort of said it was a milestone, I'd done it. For my boo diary, I want it to reflect how I actually felt at the time so that I can understand this period when I reflect on the whole business, when I'm sane. And so what I'd say, it was a really strange experience, because it has been with anyone that I've seen since it all blew up. And that's because you know, you're so aware of the fact that they know you're mentally ill, and you're, you know, nobody likes being in a position where they feel that there's already a kind of what would you call it, subtext or a prefix to a meeting with friends, family, strangers, or anyone. And I think I'll get over this and I'll get used to this a bit more and I'll get my head around it a bit more, but I do kind of you know, I can't help thinking that when people are talking, say for example the family are at their house packing to get ready and they're talking about leaving the house, they are saying we're going to see Colt and his wife, but in my head I insert Colt the nutter and his wife. I know that they're not saying that, but I'm just thinking that in their heads, the first thing they think of is that I've had the mental breakdown and that I'm seeing a psychiatrist and all the rest of it. And so that feels a bit weird, and that's not this particular family that I saw today. That's just generally the whole sensation of meeting people at the moment, especially after not really. I mean, even though I have seen people before Christmas, you know, I was still agoraphobic and still. For a good 2 years, really, I've been scared of long journeys and stuff because of my IBS at the time. So, yeah, really, really, really strange sensation, because you love these people and you're really pleased to see them, and, yeah, you can't, you know, you might be emotional when they're, or you might panic when they arrive, just because you've got to feel like you've got to act so normal to reassure them that everything's fine. But in fact, you know, in your head, the circus has started. So I'd say how I feel in summary is really, really cool. Really, like, you know, big step. Especially one of the members of my family that came round, who's, you know, a recent married-in member, if you like. And I think he's a top fella. And I missed his stag do because of this and my illness and stuff, and we were really bonding up until that point. You know, like he was going to be my brother in law. Well, he is my brother in law, but you know, and I've never had a brother, and I valued him and I value him, but you know, I've let him down, really. Not let him down. I've been ill. He doesn't feel let down, but. I've let him down. I've let myself down. I've let everyone down. I've ruined the whole day. There you go. Off into rant. So I'll stop there. But yeah, a good thing. Meeting family for the first time since they would cause you panic attacks simply because you had to communicate with them, and having no problem at all, despite Poppy trying to eat every single member of the family that came round. So yeah, that's all good, isn't it? yeah, so unsubscribe now. feel free. Bye. You're like, there's just one thing I've got to say, which I shouldn't, and I'm not taking the piss or anything, but how the fuck does James Glory stay that jolly when God's talking to him all the time? You must do my head in. I'll tell you what, my own brain's enough. Anyway, I shouldn't say that. No offence, James, you're doing a good job for your cause, mate.